600 homemade cookies, 16 volunteers, plus countless loads of firewood and gallons of water and fuel made a 100-mile adventure race possible in the White Mountains National Recreation Area this past weekend. Emily Schwing has more.
What began as a daydream during a river trip last May became a reality for Fairbanks outdoor enthusiasts and race directors Ed Plum and Ann Ferris this weekend.
So we were on a pack rafting trip down Beaver Creek in May, just going, you know. I was just thinking, I was like, gosh, you know, it'd be cool to have a 100-mile race up here or in the interior where you've got skiers, bikers, and runners.
And so became the White Mountains 100, a 100-mile human-powered wilderness adventure race in the White Mountains National Recreation Area, 38 miles north of Fairbanks. The inaugural event required a special permit from the Bureau of Land Management. Colin Cogley is the outdoor recreation planner for the BLM's Eastern Interior Field Office in Fairbanks.
So this is really a first for BLM with a group of 50 in a competition race like we're having here.
Unlike other adventure races in Alaska, this race course had everything from rough and uneven tussock-covered trail and large swaths of oozing overflow to what's known as the Wickersham Wall, a near-vertical hill about 6 miles from the finish line, and also a series of ice lakes near the Windy Gap Cabin, about 62 miles in. To all of that, add blinding sunlight and sub-zero nighttime temperatures in the Beaver Creek River Valley, along with howling winds gusting to 20 miles per hour. Ed Plum says that kind of challenge is what a race like this is all about.
Just the gnarly trail conditions, like the ice, the bumps, the rocks, the drop-offs, the wind, the sharp turns, the ungroomed trail is really appealing to people that have that kind of adventurous sort of spirit.
In addition to a tough and variable trail, this year's low snow conditions also made for an adventure. 4 mandatory checkpoints were set up along the course, and racers were expected to carry along survival gear, just in case. Early on Sunday morning, skiers, bikers, and runners from Fairbanks, Anchorage, and one Juneau competitor lined up for the start. Racers were given 60 hours to complete the 100-mile loop, but they all finished long before, with the last skier coming in just before 10 p.m. on Monday night. To limit the amount of wear and tear on the trail, the pool of racers was limited to 50. Some of them had never been to the White Mountains, while others used the trails in the rec area to train. Everyone had a reason to race.
Well, I love the White Mountains. I think it's a great idea to have a race out here. It's a great place to be in spring, plus my birthday.
But I really love just adventures. I love to be out in the Alaskan wild and kind of seeing what Mother Nature throws at me and see if I can handle it.
Fairbanks resident Jeff Oatley biked his way to a win, finishing in just 12 hours and 37 minutes. The first woman to finish was also a biker, Heather Best, who came in Sunday night 13 hours and 55 minutes after she started. The race went off without a hitch. Both Ed Plum and Ann Ferris say they hope the White's 100 might become an annual event. In Fairbanks, I'm Emily Schwing.